Living Kuv Samach Aleph Dine Chatzitza Benetir. Now starting to learn the halacha of chatzitza, something that's stuck onto one's hand and prevents the water from reaching the entire hand. So we'll see that the chatzitza is only something that a person is generally mocked on, bothers him. So if he's on the chatzitza, shekoda shekhoitza benetzvina, chatzitza benetzir. Anything that the chatzitza is referred to, tzvina the mikra, I send it to also. Because by the body, we go by the body. Here we just go by the hand. So if you have a chatzitza on the majority of the hand, then this is something that, even if it's something that people generally not makir on, and still a chatzitza, because something that's on the majority of the hand, it's a chatzitza no matter what. On the minority of the hand, then it's only a considered chatzitza, the type of thing people generally makir on. If he didn't notice it when he washed his hands and he only found it later, then since the 50 times you're born, it can be told that it happened. So the chatzitza one should make sure it doesn't have any chatzitza. Examples of chatzitzas are soyish tachas tzipoyim. We have a lot of filth that's gathered underneath the fingernail. So look to negative boss. And the part of the finger that's producing, protruding, part of the fingernail that's protruding past the flesh. That is considered chatzitz. Mr. Lewis says, it's talking about only the filth that generally gathers in the fingernail. So it's soy mamish, the excrement, even if it's embedded in the fingernail, in the area where it's not sticking past the flesh of the fingers, still a problem. The botsek tachzipoyin afilu kineged habotsek. People are more makir on dough, stuck onto the fingers, and therefore even it's deeper inside, opposite where the flesh is, a problem. Tzidish al habotsek, if you have a bandage or dressing on flesh, that's considered a chatzitza, even though you want it now, but some of you prefer not to have it over there. Tzita yovin, tzita yoytzin, a thick patch of mud that prevents the water from coming in. We're seeing Kuv Samach Beis says that if the person has a bandage on, he doesn't have to take it off. It's a big chiddush because since you can't take it off, because if the part that's covered by the bandage is not part of your hand, very big chiddush. So upon the question is, why is he saying that if you have a bandage on, is what he said. And Mr. Moran says that over there is talking about he has a wound. Therefore, he's not going to take off the bandage because it hurts him to take it off. Over here, it's talking about a case where it's not a big deal to take off the bandage. If as long as it's on, it doesn't really cause him pain to take it off. Then in the finale, if you just have a small part of the hand, and it's not a makvid, the person has a mud or something, his fingernails are not makvid to remove it because people generally don't care about it. They're not makvid and I'm going to see them. If you know his nature is to be makbed, then he has to take it off. So we see a chiddush over here. You don't have to go by the norms. The majority of people are makbed, then this is considered a chatzitza. Now we're saying if he's makbed, even though the majority of people are not makbed, it's still a problem. In other words, either way you go the chumrah. If the majority of the people are makbed, even if he's not makbed, it's a problem. If he's makbed, even the majority of people are not makbed, we're saying if he's makbed, then you're going to see like some people make it with chatzitza and chatzitza because it's such an opinion that chatzitza is not a problem. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is a problem, therefore, sure, he doesn't have chatzitza and chatzitza.